Hi, good evening. This is Smadar Rosenzweig. I'm here in my office, right, in my study at home, in these unusual situations, right, of the coronavirus. And we're all really in our own Dalet Amot, right? Those of us who are with family at home are with family at home. But otherwise, it's really a very unusual situation. But I want to share some Divrei Torah because I think at this time, you know, sharing Divrei Torah is very, very important and really meaningful to all of us. My topic for tonight is anticipating, remembering, and praising the redemption, right? The Geula from Mitzrayim. This Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is such an important time in our lives, especially the idea of hitchatshut, the renewal, right, of the moon, of the levana, and especially this Thursday is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan really starts the process of Geula. And Geula is something that we need very much in our day, especially the chizuk, a feeling that we have a bright future ahead of us. And I want to speak about some of those ideas tonight and things, you know, that are food for thought for us in all the different situations that we are. I hope that our limud is going to be a refuah for the cholim and a zchut. And we should really also all daven and say tehillim because this is really an eight tzara for the whole world. And we really should be part of the tefillot and the, you know, yeshuot that are hopefully going to be coming very soon, especially, you know, starting in Chodesh Nisan, if not sooner. Tonight, I want to speak about the inspiration that we get from the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim and how the Seder that we are going to be participating in very shortly is going to be meaningful in this road to Geula and Yeshua. We really always get inspiration from the individuals in Tanakh, right? Moshe, Aharon, we have the Avot, the Imahot, and the women in Mitzrayim. Tonight in the beginning, I want to focus on the women in Mitzrayim because they really play such an important role in shaping our idea of Geula and Yeshua, our idea of what does it mean to be proactive, to have emunah and bitachon. During this time for us, it's really hard to think of things very positively. In our community, I know there are many people who are ill, many who are in the hospital, and every family is really worried what's going to be with all our family members, young and middle-aged and old, everybody. And we really need some chizuk from the individuals who really were very positive, even in dire situations, and acted in a very proactive but very positive and thought-out way. When we look at the Nashim of Mitzrayim, we look at the individuals in Shemot Perek Aleph. What's so interesting is that the Geula of Mitzrayim is really bracketed by the actions of the Nashim of Am Yisrael. We have Shifra and Pua, the Mialdot, that according to the Midrash are from Am Yisrael, and especially are Miriam and Yocheved. We have the women in Am Yisrael, according to the Midrash, who are having so many children. But I want to also look right at the pshat that these Midrashim are based on, which means the whole beginning of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is the action of the women. And the end of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is Shirat Hayam, in which all of Bnei Yisrael play such a big role in dancing and singing, sorry, Shirat Hayam, right, with Moshe and all of Am Yisrael together. But especially, again, the women are mentioned uniquely, that Miriam, right, has all the women come out after her, bitupim ubimcholot, playing musical instruments and dancing and singing in Shevach v'hoda'a l'Hashem. So the bookends, the beginning and end of the story of Geulat Mitzrayim really starts and end with the Nashim. So what can we learn from them that will also tell us messages for all of Am Yisrael, men and women alike? So when we see in Shmot Perek Aleph, when Bnei Yisrael are oppressed, we have Paro making the huge decree, Uritem al haovnaim im ben huvamit notov im bati vachaya. If it's a boy, kill him, and if it's a woman, a girl, a daughter, let her live. But the midwives, right? He tells us to the midwives, Shifra and Pua. But Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, "Vatir ena hamialdot et ha'elokim." But the mialdot feared Hashem, and they didn't do what Melech Mitzrayim told them. Vatechayena et ha'eladim. Not only do they let the children live, right? They enliven the children. So this is a very interesting pasuk, because on one part of the pasuk we have Vatir ena hamialdot et ha'elokim, and as a result of them fearing Hashem, Vatechayena et ha'eladim, they enliven the children, they give them life, which means that Yirat Hashem is not about fear that paralyzes, but it's a fear, a connection to Hashem that gives you hope, that helps you do something positive in a time of disaster, in a time of oppression, which means it gives you hope. It gives you the ability to look beyond the moment. And I think that's something that we really need now. But not only do they look beyond the moment, in the moment, vatechayena et hailadim, in the moment, they make sure that they are going to be the life force of Am Yisrael, that they're going to make life come about, that they're going to be engendering life, vatechayena et ha'eladim. And Melech Mitzrayim finds out about it, and he also asks, right? Madua siten hadavar hazeh vatechayena et ha'eladim, which means the life force of Am Yisrael, right? You are giving life, which means even Paro understands that these women are giving life to Am Yisrael. They're helping these children stay alive. And the Mialdot say to Paro, you know, because the Jewish women, the Mialdot, right, the Nashima Mitzriot, the women, right, who are Ivriot, are not like the Nashima Mitzriot, which means there's a difference. What are the Nashim Ivriot? They're Chayot. Ki Chayotena, right? And you can understand this word two different ways. One, because the Jewish women, the Hebrew women, the Nashim, right, ha'ivriot, are like chayot, they're like animals, and they don't need a midwife to come to help them give birth. Or you could see, ki chayotena, they are the life force of Am Yisrael. So we see the givers and takers, which means the women who are giving, the women who are the mialdot, helping others give birth, and the women of Am Yisrael themselves are both defined as life-giving, which means the root, the shoresh of the word is chay, chet yud. Which means we're here in a society in which everyone is helping each other. Everybody's trying to bring life to the community in a time of terrible oppression. And I think that's so important for us today, in a time especially when we're separated from each other. We have to think of ways to give chizuk to each other, to bring life to each other, whether it's delivering food somehow or learning how to order in a way or sharing some of the provisions that we have with others who didn't figure out exactly how to get everything right into their house before everything is shutting down, which is not considered right an absolute necessary location, which for us getting ready for Pesach, even the store that sells paper goods, right, for us is an essential necessity. So how are we going to be the life force of Am Yisrael, helping each other, right, in this situation that all of us, the givers and takers, are all working together, right, to really be givers to each other in this special moment? And I think that's an important lesson that we can learn from the Nashim of Am Yisrael, because they had this Yirat Hashem, they had this Emunah that really gave them encouragement. And we spoke about this in the bigger picture, but now let's see in a family situation. And there we have the story in Perek Bet, where we have the mother and the sister, where we have Yocheved and Miriam, where they can't hide Moshe anymore. They try for 3 days, 3 months, and they can't hide him anymore. So they put him in a teva in the Yaor. And this pasuk struck me more than usual when I was looking again and learning this inyan. In Perek Bet Pasuk Dalet, it says, "Vatetatzav achoto meirachok l'deya mayaselo," which means Miriam can't hold Moshe in her arms because then they'll know, right? He belongs to Miriam. So Miriam and Yocheved had to take a chance and put Moshe in the teva and only watch him from afar. Protective, watching, and caring, but they weren't able to be right next to him. We're going to see soon one of the hallmarks of the women of Am Yisrael is that we hold our children close. We hold our community close. We're so involved with each other in so many different ways. And in this time, again, in our day, right now, many of us have to be merachok, and that's very difficult. My father is 97 and quite a few months, bli ayin hara, right? Sheyizkeh l'chayim tovim va'arukim. I see him all the time. I usually go to visit in person all the time. And yet now I have to stay afar for his own good. And that is very difficult to be merachok in a situation where it's forced upon you and you're doing it for the good of the individual. Here, luckily, right, Bat Paro comes and then Miriam comes and is proactive and comes, you know, me to find someone to nurse, you know, the child. And luckily, Moshe was able to go back home. But the message that for a little while until he went back to the house of Paro. But again, the message to us is very important. Miriam was proactive. Miriam had to do whatever had to be done correctly according to the time, maybe according to the protocols, right? But she stood from afar to make sure that Moshe is going to be okay. To make sure that whatever happens, even though he's Merachok, she is keeping an eye on him and she is making sure that whatever is going to happen to him is going to be okay. Which means the hallmark of the women of Am Yisrael and also the men of Am Yisrael, the hallmark of Bnei Yisrael is caring, is to be close, is whatever the situation is, to overcome it in one way and make sure that we have our eye on the ball to make sure that we are going to take care. And very interestingly, the contrast, right? If you look in Sefer Bereishit, who's the only other Egyptian woman that we know well before that? It is Hagar. And when Hagar has to leave the house, the minute something happens to Ishmael, she throws him. Harchek, right? She throws him, right? Achad ha-sichim, v'telech v'teshev la-mineged harchek, k'metachavei ha-keshet. She sits as far as you can shoot an arrow because she says, al ereh b'mot ha-yeled. I don't want to see the child die. Now, we understand Hagar. It's such a terrible situation. The child is sick, but she willingly throws him under one of the bushes far away because she's already crying because she thinks, right, that he is going to die. Ale Rebbe Mot HaYeled. And she cries bitterly. And we totally understand, which means many times in a crisis, we can go one way or the other. We see the Nashim of Am Yisrael, even though it was so difficult, they were proactive. They were positive, even though it was a terrible situation. We understand Hagar. Right? We feel it many times that when things are very tough, it's easy to be in despair and to not want to see the outcome. But we have to. And look at the difference in language. When Ishmael cries out to Hashem, Hashem, right, listens and Malach Hashem comes to Hagar. And what does he say to her? Al tir'i, right? Don't be afraid. Ki shama Elokim el kol ha'na'ar, right? Ba'asher husham. Hashem listened to the voice, but al tir'i, which means don't be afraid. There are two ways of yirah. There's yirat Elokim, which actually gives us more chizuk and hope and realizing that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is always with us. And there is the idea of fear that is paralyzing us, that we're in despair, that we don't see a way forward. And sometimes that is very hard in a difficult situation where you feel oppression or where you feel distant from everyone. Hagar is alone with Ishmael, and we totally understand that. But even in the most difficult situations, we have to have hope. Luckily for Hagar, the Malach comes and tells her, Kumi si'i etanar, hold her child, right? Sometimes today we can't. Sometimes our loved ones today, unfortunately, when they go into the hospital or isolation, we can't be with them. And that's very difficult because one of our hallmarks of Am Yisrael is our closeness, is caring one for the other. And in this time, that is very difficult. But we have to take that kind of lesson from the women of Am Yisrael to always have that yirah, that emunah that is encouraging and to never give up. And even though times are so difficult, and we see that the women of Am Yisrael always had hope. We have that beautiful midrash in Masechet Sotah, that Bizchut Nashim Tzidkaniyot Nigalu Bnei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And what is the zchut? That they did everyday things. They made sure the family was healthy. They made sure that there was food. They were the people who were encouraging, making sure there was going to be a future. Sometimes, again, today, we see what's so fascinating is that sometimes right now, keeping up the routine and making the home a wonderful place that everyone is happy to be in, and that we try to make the place, the house warm because we're all in quarantine, right, in the house together. How do we build that kind of environment that gives people hope when all the messages from outside are negative? And the women of Am Yisrael were able to do that, to give hope by listening to the protocols, by being proactive in sometimes the most basic things, and making sure that even though now things are tough, right, they know there's going to be a future. And in order to ensure the future, we have to do the right things now. We have to act in the moment. And as a result, because the women really kept the home fires burning and really had that positive view throughout the entire time, when it came to Shirat Hayam, when Bnei Israel were redeemed, right, the women played such an important role in Shirat Hayam. They also sang and they danced. And we have a beautiful mechilta that says why? Because they, from the beginning, Miriam was the one who had the nevuah that Moshe was going to be born. The whole time they're in Mitzrayim, they're planning that there's going to be a Yeshua. Here we are, right, in this situation, but we are all planning to make a Seder, right? How are we thinking about that in this time? But that's exactly what we have to think about. What are our priorities? What is our life about, right? What is Geulah about, right? Looking to the future, making sure that all the important things that we do, right, are still here with us. And we've done them for thousands of years, and we're going to continue to do them for thousands of years. And that's something that is very important, this idea of continuity, this idea of making sure that we are the bridge. So anticipation, anticipating, that was the first topic, right? The first word of my title, which means the women in Mitzrayim and Bnei Israel as a whole. We're anticipating, making sure, but especially the women, this idea that there is going to be a future. There are going to be better days ahead, and we have to ensure them now. And we have to act also for thinking of the here and now, but also making sure to think about the future, because that's the only way, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is going to be a future. It's really a partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn from the Nashim of Mitzrayim, right, to prepare, to anticipate, to make sure that we are keeping the routines and also making a special environment in the home. And also teaching our classes, right, on Zoom and, you know, live streaming and all the other things to get our Torah messages out. Everyone thought, oh, being, you know, at home would be easier, but all of us are giving shiurim, right, all the time, because everyone says you're home, you have a screen, right? You can give the shiurim. So I'm, you know, from the morning till the evening, right? And we have many teachers in this house. That is what we are doing and preparing for Pesach at the same time. But this gives, you know, the focus for the Yeshua, right? That we know Chodesh Nisan and following all the protocols, and hopefully the future, whenever it comes, right? We have that that emunah. So now we're talking about the next part of my title, and that is remembering. How do we remember this great moment of Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? How do we remember what went on? So we have the Seder, and one of the most important parts of the Seder is the Arba Kosot Yayin, right? And the Arba Kosot Yayin, right, it is Kiddush, it is the Haggadah, Magid, it is Birkat HaMazon, and Hallel. So how do they really lead us and guide us, right, throughout the whole Seder, which means the Arba Kosot are really the way we tell Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, and also the way we have the whole Seder. Each kos really represents from the beginning till the end. So the women are obligated. Nashim chayavot ba'arba kosot yayin. Everybody is, right? And Nashim also are chayav in arba kosot yayin of Leil HaSeder. She'af hen ayu boto anes, right? Amar Yoshua ben Levi, this is in Gemara Psachim, Daf Kufchet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavot ba'arba'a kosot halalu, she'af hen ayu boto anes. So what are the different views? The Tosfot, they are saying, no, what does it mean? Women were also included in the nes. Men were saved, women were saved. And that's why women are chayiv in Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, the Arba Kosot Yayin. the view of the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam is the grandson of Rashi, and his view is, it's more specific. It's unique. Why are the women obligated in Arba Kosot Yayin? Sha'al Yadam Nigalu. Number one, because the women were redeemed from Mitzrayim. But Rashbam says they were the cause of the Geula, right? That special midrash that we just mentioned before, right? Bizchut Nashim Tzidkaniyot, which means their actions really saved Bnei Israel in Mitzrayim, whether it's the Mialdot, right? Whether it's how Miriam and Yocheved acted with Moshe, whether it's all the women of Mitzrayim, right? The Nashima Ivriot, right? In Mitzrayim, they made sure, right? That everything, right? Life was continuing, right? In the most natural way possible. We have, women have the obligation of the Megillah, right? And the other mitzvot hakshurot bePesach, Purim, because of Esther, and in Hanukkah, because of Yehudit. But our focus today, right, is the idea of the Arba Kosot. So number one, women were part of the Geula, a main part, and that's why, even though you might think women might not be obligated in some of these mitzvot, women are, because Afhena Yubo Toanes, they were essential to this mitzvah. But what's fascinating is not only are we obligated Arba Kosot Yayin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, right, gam anashim chayavot ba'arba kosot ubechol mitzvot hanohagot ba'oto alayla, right? This is the halacha, right? Not only are women obligated in the arba kosot, but almost all the mitzvot that are nohagot ba'layla for many different reasons, discussed in the Gemara. That's not our purview for our shiur today. But one thing is very important for us is that we are included, right, in all the mitzvot of the Seder. So what is the Seder about? I mean, what is so important about the Seder and Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim? What is the idea of the Seder, right? What is the idea of the Seder, of this remembering? And this remembering is very unique. We see in the Rambam, Hilchot Chametz U'Matzah Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, Mitzvat Aseh Shel Torah Lesaper Benisim Meniflaot, which means on Leil HaSeder, on Tetvav, right? This, right? Leil Tetvav, this evening of the Seder, it's a mitzvah to tell Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's a special mitzvat aseh, a deoraita. Why? It's based on the pasuk, Zachorat Hayom Azeh Asher Yatzatem Mitzrayim. So the Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is based on the Zechira of Yitziat Mitzrayim. But the Zechira we do all the time, in Shema, every day. We do it in Kiddush and Shabbat, right? All throughout the year, we are remembering Yitziat Mitzrayim. But Yitziat Mitzrayim and the Geula of Mitzrayim was such a special event, is that we have this special night that not only do we remember it, we talk about it, we experience it, we are dressed in a certain way, we act in a certain way, we eat foods in a certain way, it's experiential, which means the Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is not like Zechira every day of the year and on Shabbat. It's a special kind of intense, experiential Sipur that is a step beyond just plain Zechira. And we spend the entire evening, right, telling the story, all the different details, right? And the Rambam says that when we do it, it's b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam leharot et atzmo, which means the Rambam says it's not just lirot et atzmo. You have to see yourself as if you came out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam emphasizes the experiential leharot et atzmo, which means Yitziat Mitzrayim, this geula was so special that we don't just remember it as we do every day of the year and in Kiddush on Shabbat. We actually experience it in this unbelievable way on Leil HaSeder. And that's why this night is so different and so important. Because our whole idea of Geula and our uniqueness and Hashem's choosing Am Yisrael and bringing us into Geula is really connected with this special night. And this special night is this idea of remembering, right, of telling the story. So remembering is not passive. It is active. It's being involved. It's understanding that to remember is to be actively involved, because only then, through that experience, will it have a life for the entire year to help us with the other zechiros and rememberings that we do. So our actions, right, on Leil HaSeder are also setting a tone for the rest of the year. Remembering Geula. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan begins the idea of remembering Geula. But remembering Geula is not just passive. We do things actively to remember it. And especially in this time that we are in, we want to make sure that we are actively, right, remembering Geula and doing things to show that we know and look towards and daven for Chasdei Hashem, that we are anticipating and remembering all the great things that are happening. And on Leil HaSeder, as we see in the Gemara, right, in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, right, and we read this Mishnah in, right, Leil HaSeder, in the Haggadah, right, we need Pesach, Matzah, and Maror in front of us, right, when we are telling over the Haggadah. And there's a debate in the Gemara, right, when we finish Magid, right, when we finish Magid, what do we finish Magid with? And the, you know, the Rambam, and we have that Nusach, right, that we say beautiful bracha of Geula in the end of Magid. And the big question in the Gemara is, in that bracha, right, and in the end of Magid, what do we put in? What part of Hallel do we put in? Now, this is very important for us, because usually we never split Hallel. If you say Hallel, you say all of Hallel. So how come on Leil HaSeder we're splitting Hallel? And not only that, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel tell us to split it in two different places. Beit Shammai says, right, that we say the first two paragraphs of Hallel. Sorry, Beit Shammai say, right, or says, right, that we say the first paragraph of Hallel, right, with this Gemara of this bracha of Geula, and then, right, when we get to Hallel, we would start Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim, which means what? We tell about Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, then we're going to have Shulchan Orech, right, we're going to have Berkat HaMazon, and then when we get to Hallel, we're still going to be talking about Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim. We're still going to be talking about the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, right, continuing like the Haggadah, and we're keeping on talking about it because really Hashem only took us out bechatzot at midnight. Beit Hillel say that we already say the first two paragraphs of Hallel. And the first two paragraphs are called, right, Hallel HaMitzri, because the second paragraph is Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim. We include that in the bracha. We include that before, right, we're going to go say Hallel. When it comes to Hallel in the Haggadah, and the Hallel in the Haggadah is going to start with Lo Lanu, generic, general ideas. So Rav Michael Rosenzweig Shlita says and explains so beautifully that the idea of Beit Shammai is that really the whole night is about Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. And it is, because we talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim and the whole evening is about the Geula. But Rav Rosenzweig explains that what Hillel is trying to teach us beyond just Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is what are the lessons we have to take for our life after the Seder. What is the message? Which means, yes, we finish with Hallel HaMitzri. We say Betzeit Yisrael Mimitzrayim already with that first bracha, already with the bracha of Geula after Magid. Because the rest of the Seder, we're integrating it with Achilat Matzah and remembering and the Maror and Haroset and everything that goes along with it. But when we start Hallel later on, what are we starting with? General ideas of Hallel and Hodah for Hashem. Which means even on Leil HaSeder, which we focus so much on the Geula of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and we can't say enough details about that special Geula, we're also learning lessons for the future Geula of Am Yisrael. The future Geula in our lives. What Hallel means to us every day. What does Geula mean to us every day? And I think that lesson is so important for us now. It's not just the Geula in Mitzrayim, right? When we sit at the Seder this year, we're going to be talking about the geula that we want in our day, that special moment, right? Special events. Every day we really have yeshuot that we have to realize. And I want to wish everyone, right, a chodesh tov, a chodesh bari, a chodesh of yeshuot, and a Pesach where we all get together, whoever we can together, we remember the yeshuot of Hashem and the message of the geula Mitzrayim, that we, in our actions, in our things that we do, can really help in our little moments to bring the geula, and that Hashem is right by us, right, helping us and bringing the yeshua. And we have to anticipate it. When it comes to it, we'll remember it, and we also will have to praise Hashem for it. Thank you very much.